This is a CHOI podcast, listener supported on the Salish Sea.
Here is your CHOI news update. I'm Lisa Cordasco. COVID-19 infections continue to spike in BC with 104 new cases confirmed since yesterday. Three new infections are in the Island Health Region. Some of the new infections are the result of an outbreak at Surrey Memorial Hospital. There are 1,127 active COVID-19 cases in BC, and more than twice as many people are under public health monitoring because of their close contact with a known case. School districts in BC will get an extra $2 million this year to enhance mental health programs. The Minister of Mental Health and Addiction says because children are returning to school during uncertain times, it is important that students can get extra support to help with anxiety or depression. Judy Darcy says it is up to each school district to decide how to spend the money.
It's really about the school districts looking at what their needs are, because the mental health programs that are in place in school districts vary widely. So some may already have certain programs, but not others. And so there will be a gap they will want to fill. But this is very much about expanding programs that will support students and families and staff around the anxieties, especially associated with COVID-19.
The funding is a one-time increase to the three-year $8.8 million investment in school district mental health programs that was initiated last year. This school year, the Nanaimo Ladysmith School District will receive $3.75 million to promote mental wellness. The chair of the Nanaimo School Board expects to be peppered with questions from parents at tonight's meeting. Tonight's agenda includes more than a dozen letters from parents calling on the board to mandate masks or delay school openings or create hybrid learning programs. Tonight's live stream is another opportunity to ask questions. Charlene McKay says it's up to the board to respond.
Parents have just been waiting for answers. You know, what is the ministry going to say? What is the ministry going to ask for? And then what is our board going to do about it? So it's not necessarily a specific question that they've been asking so much as I think that they're going to get into those specific questions now that they know that back to school is going to look different than it did in June.
Tonight's meeting is just getting underway now. You can watch by going to the district's website. Scroll down to the right-hand side under Board News Bulletins and select Online Meeting. For CHLY News, I'm Lisa Cordasco.
Do you like these updates? Support them by sharing this podcast on Facebook or Twitter, and by rating it on iTunes or your preferred podcast app. Have a tip or story idea? Send it to news@chly.ca. This project is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada and Heritage Canada's Local Journalism Initiative. Learn more at chly.ca/LJI.